Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
Biz for Good.
Welcome to the Biz for Good show, and I'm spitting all over it. I usually don't spit. I don't know what's going on. I am your host, Bobby Glenn James, and the in the studio with us, of course, without saying, Ryan Pilkington.
Dun, dun, dun.
And of course, today we have a beautiful, amazing,
powerful
guest. Powerful too. She's powerful. Amazing guest. Who do we have with us today?
We have the awesome Missy Peckman from Access Bars.
Yeah, you say it like Peckham, like bend it like Peckham.
Peckham. Oh, so yeah. Sorry.
Peckham instead of Beckham. Yeah. I get it.
Bend it like
Peckham. I will remember it. I could have introduced her, and I probably wouldn't have messed it up.
That's okay.
Missy Peckham.
Yeah.
Peckham. I get it.
Now people will remember.
Now they'll remember forever and ever, Missy Peckham. More importantly, I will remember forever and ever, because I don't remember Jack when it comes to people's names.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you for giving me that Beckham Peckham thing.
No problem.
Awesome. This is awesome already.
Already. She said she's going to keep us on track. Oh, wait a minute.
No,
she swore that me and her were going to do everything we can to stay off track constantly and run around like kitty cats while Ryan tries to hone us in. What do you think, Missy?
That sounds fun.
I've been doing that for 5 minutes now.
Before we could get on the show.
Oh, boy.
Keep us on track, Ryan.
Yeah, we're at episode.
Yeah, and of course, we didn't go over anything. Sometimes we go over segments and we kind of get a feel of what we're going to do. Not today.
No. Chaos. Total chaos.
Oh, we love it. And you're gonna hone us back in, right, with this bars thing, so we can understand.
Okay, yes. Good. I'm here for you.
Oh, very good. Great. Missy, she's here for you.
Knuckles. Boom. Knuckles. Boom.
Blow it up.
All right. Episode 37 with Missy Peckham.
Thank you.
Peckham.
Yeah.
Peckham. That's right.
Access Bars, if you could change anything in your life, what would that be?
If you could change anything in your life, what would that be?
So we'll go into that after the segment. Little sneaky peeky.
Sneaky peeky.
Sneaky peeky to the show.
That's a sneak peek into the show. Oh, yes. Very good.
All right. We'll go ahead and start our segment, and it's brought to you by ReGraphics. Did you know missed design opportunities equals missed revenue? Think about that for a moment. Let ReGraphics take a look at your current branding and assets and provide you with a roadmap to success and design bliss today. Go to regraphics.com or call 801-970-2732 to schedule your free consultation and a free design audit, where we'll take a look at that and map out a design bliss program.
Awesome. Woo-hoo. Also brought to you by EFL 360, entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders. 360 degrees. You learn from the best. You wanted the best. You got the best. It's not KISS. It's somebody else. if anybody understands that piece. Anyway, entrepreneurs. Oh, I have lost it. They're going to fire us now. Entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders. EFL360.com. And of course, last but not least, Speak Up Professional Speaker Studio. If you think you're a speaker, if you are a speaker, or if you have a powerful message inside you and you're not exactly positively sure how to get it out, let Speak Up Professional Speaker Studio assist you in rising to the top as a speaker. We don't want to become Tony Robbins. We want to make Tony Robbins.
They're the Tony Robbins makers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, just kidding.
We'd probably get sued for that, but oh well, whatever. speakupspeakers.com.
Learn the passion, though.
Learn the passion. Learn feel the passion. The passion and feel it. You know, a lot of companies will teach you how to speak. They'll teach you the language, the body language, all that good stuff. But to really make an impact, you got to feel it.
Mm.
To be a feeling speaker, to be able to connect with your audience, is different than learning how to speak and say words the right way.
Mm. Amen, right. Brother.
I can feel it.
You can feel it.
I can feel it. Jesus.
Okay, we're there. We've hit that point.
I'm going to dive into a little biz hack debate.
Ready for debate?
Okay.
All right. Choose your sides.
I love this. She is so fun. You can just tell. She is so fun. She's
and like, I got 10 whatever. Minutes alone to prep for this show with her because you were running late.
Oh, 2 minutes?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. You guys were. Oh, you've got some trick.
No, we're not. Trick me.
Yeah, no.
We were plotting.
You plotting, yeah. On a plotter.
Oh, my gosh. All right, biz hack. The debate today is, do I quit my day job to start a business?
Good question.
So that is a good question.
I will give it to you.
I know you know how I feel about that.
Well, you know.
How do you feel about that?
Do I quit my day job
to start a business?
To start a business. Well, my question would be, would that decay or create the future that you would like to have?
Okay, let's say I know it's going to.
It's going to create the future?
It's going to create the future, but I've never done it before. I just hate my past. I hate the job I'm in now. I can't stand doing it anymore, and I have this dream. And if I follow the dream, do I have to... I gotta quit that crappy job because I can't focus.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that crappy job is what pays the bills.
Mm-hmm. So I would ask, what else is possible in that situation?
What else is possible?
Because when you ask a question, it opens the doors to possibilities. But if you're in conclusion, it closes all the doors to possibilities. And you can't see anything outside your little box.
You mean there's more than one answer?
Well, when you ask a question, your brain's like Google. So when you type into your brain what else is possible,
it does a search.
It does starts to do like your brain starts to go, "Oh, what else is possible? What else is possible that I've never even imagined before?"
I love it. And you know, my philosophy is, guys, there's so many people in the world that get up in the morning hating getting up, hating their job, hating their life. And they want to do something with it. They want to follow their passion and all that stuff. And they should. People should do that. I've done that, and I'm grateful that I have the life I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get out of bed hating my life.
Yeah.
But you don't just do that overnight and throw away the job that feeds the family. Like you said, there could be a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And the different way could be a side hustle.
Sure.
You dabble, you play, you see if that business is viable enough.
Right.
And when your job, your day job gets in the way of your job that's now making money and it's making you more money, then it's time to quit.
Yeah. And while you're at your day job, you could ask another question. How could this be more fun?
Ooh, I like that angle.
Change your world right here, right now. You mean to tell me you think you might could be happy where you're at if you just
mindset
change your mindset?
Do you guys think happiness is a choice?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
And if you just chose in this 10 seconds, like, could you choose in this 10 seconds to be happy?
Yes.
I'm going to choose yes.
In this 10 seconds.
Absolutely. You might choose, like, in 10 seconds from now, you might choose to be, like, totally sad, which could be fun for some people. Some people have a lot of fun being sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My goth phase. I have a lot of fun being
You could say, sad. In this 10 seconds, I'm going to be, like, a clown, and then the next 10 seconds, I'm going to go total goth.
No, but I get the feeling or taking on the mindset of having a good time at the job that maybe you're not feeling like you're fulfilling. And I really appreciate that, actually.
Yeah, well, you guys are big fans of Wayne Dyer, right? Big fans.
Yep, we got the Wayne Dyer.
Yes, I started listening to Wayne Dyer about 20 years
Daily
ago.
Inspiration.
And he kept saying this one thing that stuck in my head. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yeah. Oh, ka-ching.
Boom.
Boom. Let's hear from Wayne since we mentioned it.
Yep.
Those who have virtue do not look for results. Those who look for faults have no virtue.
Yeah.
Wow.
Deep.
Chew on that, people.
So deep. Wayne is so deep. He is so deep.
And he's still with us. I still channel him.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wayne, nice. I met him at the I Can Do It conference. The sweetest man you'd ever meet.
Oh, no. He gave me a kiss on the cheek. I didn't wash my face for 3 days. It was awesome.
Yeah, he's just a good guy.
Yeah.
He's just a good...
He's just
what you see is what you got with
the
that
energy
guy.
Of him is just pure love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to be that when I grow up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you could always... His voice was so distinct. When I was at the conference, I just heard the guy talking behind me, and I'm like, God, I know that guy. That's like an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn there, he is. Because, I mean, he was so... The way... He was magical.
Yeah.
Still is magical, I know. Like you said. Still magical.
The one thing that he did was when he went anywhere, he would change the energy of the room by being him. And he chose to be him, and he also chose to be joy.
Mm.
So if you went to work in a place that you had the conclusion, I hate this place, that's a conclusion, right? I hate this place. I hate my boss. I hate coming here. They're not paying me enough. Those are all conclusions. And if I was coaching one of my clients, I would ask them, okay, first of all, what could you be or do different to be the energy that would change that complete entire room? Would you be willing to be the most conscious person in the room at your work?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a hard decision sometimes.
Well, or it's not.
Or it's easy.
Or it's easy.
How could it be easy? See, I annoy people with my questions.
She's right up my alley, isn't she? Right? These are two souls right here. Speaking the language. Stay in the question, baby.
Yeah, live in the question.
Stay in the question.
And you don't have to have an answer.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, really?
I felt like I had to have an answer, but I didn't have one.
No, you don't have to have an answer.
Because guess what? The answer is continually changing.
Yeah.
It's continually flowing. Our knowledge is continually growing. We're continually, or at least we should be. I mean, until we die, we're really, I mean, and even after death, you have some progression if you're into that kind of thing. I don't know where I was going.
All right.
I've lost it all.
Along.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Move along.
But if you go into, let's say you decide to go into your work tomorrow with a totally different way of looking at it, and you said, well, how could this day be more magical, more joyful? How could my day turn out better than I could have ever imagined possible? If you start off your day asking this one question, who am I today and what grand and glorious adventures will I have? You will start living a completely different life. But don't do it because it won't make you happy, so don't do it.
That was reverse psychology, wasn't
it? Yeah, I'm going to have to do it now.
It's working.
All right, Ryan, we've jumped the tracks.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to wrangle it, but it's all good. It's all good. I'm loving it. All right.
What's your next question? Bring it on.
Bring it on.
No, we're going to go into the good news story.
Oh, I love it.
Good news.
So, cancer survivor breaks down when she discovers a hope rock was left near her car by a total stranger.
Aww.
So I'll just read the story because it's pretty short here. Nancy Hicks was leaving a clothing store in September when a brightly painted pink rock caught her eye. Not just a kid's art project, a grown woman had left the rock next to her car. And the message on the rock read hope with a ribbon for breast cancer. It touched me in a way I can't even explain, Nancy told the WKBW-TV in Buffalo, New York. Nancy is a breast cancer survivor, and the stranger who left it, Teresa Robble, whose father died of liver cancer, had no idea the driver was a breast cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. As if fate, Teresa Breast Cancer Rock, which she made for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, fell into the hands of a breast cancer survivor.
Mm.
Cool.
It gives me chills.
Yeah, that's awesome. You always make me cry, Ryan.
I'm sorry. It's good news. People doing good things, people.
There are still good people in the world, folks.
Lots
of beautiful, powerful people in this world doing good.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm going to
make mine. I agree with you.
All right, Missy. Will you read the quote of the day?
Oh.
Sorry.
I have decided to be happy because it is good for my health. True story.
Yeah? I love it.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah, she does.
She have a great
Thank
voice.
You. I'm a singer.
It's so sweet.
Aww.
It's just, it makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm chill. Calm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because usually I'm sporadically crazy.
Yeah, well, that's how we can change the energy of any room, by being who we really are.
I love this lady.
Yeah, thank you.
She's hired.
You are awesome. Wow. I just feel good right now.
And she's got a lot to offer, like this bars and stuff that we don't order drinks with. And, and we'll start the show, Bobby. It's all you, brother.
Welcome to the Miss for Good Show. This is our interview segment. We are going to interview Missy.
Yeah.
We are going to find out who she is, what she's about, and just get her all over us and be connected and just have some fun. Are you ready, Missy, to have some fun?
I am the fun.
She is the fun.
She brought the fun.
I am the fun.
Spike the ball, baby, right there. So, Missy, tell us about you. Just let us connect with Missy and just... tell us about yourself.
Thanks for asking. I was really excited to come on your show and share Access Consciousness Bars with people, because not many people know what it is. And how I discovered it was, I was in a relationship with a live-in boyfriend about 3 years ago, and I got assaulted. And I maybe telling my story will help somebody else. I don't know. I'm totally vulnerable and open to speaking to it.
Awesome. It's the only way to be.
Yeah. And
to connect with folks, the folks that are supposed to be connected with.
Yeah. So what happened after that was, I was drinking myself to death to be able to cope and get through whatever I was. I had all these thoughts, feelings, and emotions that were just, you know, poop. And and but
the, that's a perfect word.
My first thought after it happened was, what's wrong with me? How could I have picked somebody who would do this to me? And I was making myself wrong in a big, big way. And so I went to Volunteers of America. I got therapy. And every time I walk out of my therapy appointment, I would just feel worse. I'd feel more wrong. Mm. And I read Radical Forgiveness, and it has like this worksheet you do and everything. And I really wanted to forgive him. And I just didn't seem to be able to make any change. So after about 4 months of drinking so much and just so I could go to sleep, and then waking up in the middle of the night with PTSD, basically nightmares and things like that, mm-hmm. and just going through my day crying, like I would go to my job and do my job, but then in between, whenever I wasn't in front of people pretending to be happy, I would cry. I would just be so sad and scared. I was shut down physically, emotionally, spiritually, totally shut down. So I ran into these ladies. They were at Crystal Hot Springs, which is a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. And me in my totally shut down place saw them doing this body process. It's a body process. And they were doing this in the water at Crystal Hot Springs, because you can really just do it anywhere. It's just touching somebody's head. And I didn't want to talk to them. But you know how you get a prompting? Sometimes you get like an overwhelming prompting to do something. I had that. And it was kind of like a voice over here on my left side.
You have to learn to follow those.
Yeah, and it was like a little voice, and it said, if you don't go talk to them, we're going to be so mad at you. And mm-hmm. I said, okay, fine. So I went over, and I was really just, I was being really angry. And I said, what are you guys doing? It looks weird. Mm-hmm. And they said, we're running each other's bars. And I said, what's that? And they said, well, we just put our hands on your head and take away your stress and anxiety. And in my head, I heard, no way. There's no way this is weird. It's not going to work. I've tried everything else. You know, I tried NLP. I tried tapping. I had tried Reiki. I had tried therapy. I had tried talking to my friends. I had tried punching a pillow. Mm-hmm. Nothing had changed. So I was desperate.
Wow.
I had made a demand of the universe. Like, I think subconsciously I had made a demand. Something had to change. Because I wasn't in that suicidal place where I wanted to kill myself, but I was killing myself. I was dying.
Just not caring.
I was not caring. I wasn't living.
If I live or die.
And if anybody's ever been in that place, man, don't give up, because everything can change. Everything can change. So anyway, I chose to go to this one lady's house, and she took about an hour and a half to run my bars. which is a simple process of just touching the person's head in different points. So the bars are 32 points on the head. It activates a bar of energy. So you touch one side of the head and the other side of the head, and it starts to activate a bar of energy. She didn't explain any of this to me. I didn't know what was happening.
She did it right then.
She just put me, like, I laid on her table at her house. She put her hands on my head, and an hour later, I got up off the table, and all that junk was gone. Like, all the hate, all the rage, all the anger, all the sadness, gone. And I went home that night, and I said, should I fix myself a drink? And I was like, no, I think I'll go to the gym. I went to the gym. I worked out. I came back. I said, should I fix myself a drink? And I was like, no, I think I'll clean my house. Clean my house. Woke up the next morning expecting for my, you know, like, regular rage to kick in, my regular sadness to kick in. Wasn't there. Gone. Wow. I called her up. I said, what did you do to me? She's like, I don't know. What did I do to you? I said, I don't know what you did to me, but I need to find out what it was, because this is really powerful to change somebody's. It made me want to live.
Wow.
So I feel really excited about it. And I have my bars run about once every couple of weeks, 3 weeks, because things will always come up in your life. And it's really, if I can describe it in a easy way for people to understand, it's like if your brain is a computer, like we were talking about Google, then having your bars runs doing like control alt delete on your junk files. So all those
reboot.
Points
reboot.
Yeah,
reboot.
It's
reboot.
It's like all that stuff that's running in the background, all the memes, you know, like you've heard Wayne Dyer talk about the mind viruses. So it's just cleaning up all the mind
dark people. Okay.
Yeah, like if you have a point of view, your point of view creates your reality. So if you have a point of view that men are bad or women are bad or money is bad, you know, you're going to create that reality.
It's an energy.
You're going to create, if you've got those glasses of judgment on, you're going to create that reality in every area of your life. Yeah. So what would it be like to be free of those points of views that might be limiting you and sticking you?
Love it.
Yeah.
That is powerful.
I know.
I'm speechless.
Really?
Except I'm talking.
You don't have... So did that bring up any questions, or did I confuse you? Or
no, it's beautiful. Well, it brought up tons of questions.
Okay.
So it takes an hour all the time? It
takes about an hour to an hour and a half, and I just take whatever time is necessary for whoever I'm working with.
And so after you found out about it, you said, I got to learn about this. So did you take some classes?
I took
it. Certified? And
yes.
All that, whatever that means? I don't know.
I didn't know what I was going to do with the class. I just knew I had to learn how to do it, like, for my kids. And I even did it for my ex-husband. So.
Really?
Yeah, that was weird. anybody I could practice on, I was like, come over here, let me put my hands on your head, see if, you know, like, you feel better or whatever. And so I practiced on my friends and my family after I took the class. So it's an 8-hour class. It's really simple to learn. A lot of people bring their kids. It's free for kids who are 16 and under to take the class.
Really? I bet, and my 12-year-old would dig that.
Yeah. Well, we were also talking about people that are, you know, maybe going through hard times at school, getting bullied.
My 12-year-old would dig that, I bet. My 16-year-old, well, he thinks everything I do is goofy.
Good.
He's 16. My 20-year-old, she is the most beautiful, amazing, magical person on earth. But, I don't take any credit. I don't know how that, she just came out amazingly perfect. So, anyway. But, I had another question.
Okay.
And what was it, Ryan? What was
we were
question?
Talking about helping the youth and
about kids or
about the class. What happened when you started practicing on people? Did you have reactions like yours?
It was like a domino effect. So as I, you know, did it more and more, I got more confident, because it's simple to learn. But you're at first, when you start doing it, you're like, are you feeling anything? Am I feeling anything? Am I doing this right? You know, yeah, it's all of we, you know, I think I haven't met any person that doesn't have this mind virus running in the background. I'm not enough. I'm not doing it right. You know, like, most people are making themselves wrong and judging themselves. And so one of the questions I ask people when I'm running their bars is, what's right about you?
So do you talk to him while you're doing it?
Yeah, I do. And I ask him questions,
so
because...
it's not like a massage where you, hey, be quiet. Just rub on my body and be quiet.
No, it's just a light touch on the head. There's, yeah. At the very least, it'll feel like a great massage. And at the most, it'll change your life like it did with me.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's a no-brainer. Because I'll tell you, that's my favorite part about going to the salon.
Yeah.
I know I go to the salon. My wife makes me go to the salon. And I will admit, I do love being pampered. And there's nothing I love more than a very good shampoo massage.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a beautiful, enlightening thing. But this is even better.
This is self-care for the mind. It does release, it releases trauma out of the body, but it also releases trauma because your mind and your body are connected, obviously. So in your brain, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the show What the Bleep Do We Know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I figured you might be familiar.
Absolutely. They talk
about this in the What the Bleep
Quantum
Do We Know? Quantum
cool
physics.
Stuff.
So in the brain, when we have a thought, it creates a neural pathway, a neural network. And that's a groove or a rut in our brain, and it requires sugar. It's a sugar chain. Okay, so one of the things that the bars does is it starts to dissolve those ruts. So if you have a rut in your brain...
So it forgets that memory, or that path, and makes a new one?
Well, you can start to create new neural networks and new pathways. But if you get rid of the rut that says, I'm always wrong, I'm pathetic, I'm too fat, or...
You can make a new one.
You can make a new one, because a lot of the things that we're telling ourselves are not true.
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
I'm
awesome.
Just in awe right now.
Yeah, and so I am a big fan of simple.
Okay.
And I believe the simple things are what are real powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk about the eight wisdoms all the time. None of these are rocket science.
Yeah.
But they changed my life.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can touch somebody on the head on their head in a certain way that reconnects their brain. I mean, just it sounds so simple.
Yeah.
And those simple things, I believe, are some of the most powerful.
Yeah, and there are brain mapping studies that have been done of before the brain, the picture before the bars, and then a picture of the brain after the bars.
So it's not just woo-woo.
No, there's actually scientific study. If you want to go to YouTube and look it up, it's Dr. Jeffrey Fannin, mm-hmm. Fannin, Dr. Jeffrey Fannin.
Is he a doctor?
He's a neuroscientist. He's a neuroscientist.
Oh, he's a neuroscientist.
Yes, yes.
So he knows what he's talking about.
Well, he just took a picture of the brain before a bar session, and he took a picture of the brain after a bar session, and then he said the brain after a bar session looks like somebody who's been meditating for... Oh. Their life.
It's kind of like Messages in Water. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Messages in Water. Have mm-hmm. you ever done the rice experience?
No, but I totally believe it. Because
I've got a story, but I'm not going to tell it. But it's real.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Words are powerful.
Yeah.
Everything
has consciousness.
So cool. Okay, ask her the question, Ryan.
All right. Yeah, we dove deep. Now we're going to go to the question, what does Biz for Good mean to you, Missy?
What does it mean to you?
Well, I think that most people, when they think of the word business, like, what do you think of when you think of the word business, right?
Cutthroat.
Ryan.
I'm gonna... Oh, she wants to know.
Booyah.
Me. Yeah.
When you think of the word business, what does that bring up for you?
Transactions.
Hmm.
Doing transactions with people.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right. And what about you, BG?
Cutthroat.
He's calling
I'm
you
gonna
BG.
I'm going to win.
BJ.
BGJ. BGJ. Cutthroat. I'm going to win against the other people. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make millions, blah, blah.
So like competition.
Blah. Yeah, let's go there. I don't really believe that, but that's where I'm going so we can
So Biz for Good. Okay, so thank you for saying that, because that brings me to, energetically, I just follow the energy. So
okay, you were going to throw down on me, weren't you?
No. No, it just, hopefully I can contribute. So what would it be like if we approached business instead of from the cutthroat world as the world of me, instead of doing the world of me? What if we actually decided to be in the world of we? So what you guys are doing is you're bringing people together in the world of we, right?
Yes, yes.
You're like, how can we contribute to each other and how can my, what I've got going on, because everybody's got their something, everybody's got their special magic, how can my magic contribute to your magic? And so that's what Biz for Good means to me after listening to your shows. And you guys do amazing, amazing work with people.
Thank you.
And bringing all of their magic to the world.
Yeah, we want to spotlight that. That's, you know, that's our goal.
Because it's true. It's really the secret to business is to care.
Mm-hmm.
And to love your clients, love your prospective customers. That's how you create fans and not customers and clients, because you love them.
Yeah.
Because they know you care about them. Because you've created something because you believe in what you care about. You can tell when you talk that you believe in this stuff, that you know it helps people.
It helped me. That's all I know.
And it's helped others since you've been doing it, I get.
Yes, yes. And I have a few stories I'm... you know, happy to share if you want.
Oh, yes, let's do it.
We love stories.
Okay, so a friend of my boyfriend came to stay with us for about a week, and he's been through a lot of rehab with recovering from alcoholism. And he was in this period where he's, you know, recovering. They put him on Librium. So
that's a tough drug.
Yeah, I was talking to him about bars, and he's like, I want that. Would you do that to me? And I said, sure, I'll run your bars. So I ran his bars, we did some clearings, and the next day, he normally did like a dose of Librium in the morning, and he said, guess what? I didn't take any Librium. And a week later, he still hadn't taken any Librium.
Wow.
So I think we have a society that we're really dependent on prescription meds.
Mm. Unfortunately.
People are very...
And self-medication of all kinds.
Yeah, I mean, addiction...
Even exercise sometimes. I mean, yeah, all kinds of stuff that we run to.
It's coming from the first addiction that we have, which is the addiction to being wrong. Mm-hmm. We have an addiction to wrongness. And so, you know, like I said, the first question I ask people when I'm running their bars is, what's right about you? Because in our lifetime, how many times has somebody asked you or you what's right about you? Or what's right with you?
I don't know. I don't take anything personal. I learned. I used to be so sensitive that I would fall apart if somebody didn't love me.
Oh,
and
I know that one.
Yeah, and when you let go of that and know the people that love you are going to love you, and the people that don't aren't. Not everybody can handle Bobby, and that's okay. And that's okay. I've learned that it's okay.
Yeah, I love telling people, please judge me. I need the money.
Yes! Wow. I love this lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like Madonna.
You've got great energy, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
You have just got the coolest. Yeah, she's we can talk. We've got an energy person here. We can talk about energy.
That's
today,
why I'm kind
Ryan.
Of just sitting back. It's a beautiful. I know you're
the
both
aura
back,
around this
background.
Woman is like ginormous. Just powerful.
Thank you. And I love getting people into their power. That's what I love the most, is like after a bar session when they're free of a lot of their judgments of themselves, they just look like they took all of the junk that was going, you know, like people talk about their baggage. They just took all their baggage to the DI and dropped it off forever. And the way that they look in their being is just like, wow. It's like their being is just clean,
okay,
you know?
She's got me excited right now. I need to get my bars done.
Yeah, we got to get our bars done.
Yeah, we need to get our bars done.
I'm
going to
tell my wife I'm not going drinking.
Yeah, anymore. I'm giving up the Diet Mountain Dew. I'm giving it up.
And the root beer.
And those are all just choices. You know what?
Yeah, and I choose not to give it up. I was just kidding. I still want my time.
I could tell you were lying.
Yeah.
Like, he is full of crap.
Cool.
Any other last stories you want to share?
Oh, yeah. Let's actually ask you a question and say, so tell us what's next? What are you looking at? What are you going to do now? Or is there anything going on that you want to tell us about? Just kind of...
Well, thank you. People can find me on Facebook at Magic with Missy. And Missy spelled with an I, M-I-S-S-I.
M-I-S-S-I.
And I post my classes and events on there. I'm doing a free event every month that's going to give people some tools to create an easier life. because it's not just bars, but I have a lot of tools in my tool belt that I can give people and give them away for free. Give, you know, free love, free, you know, use this tool. Like, one of the tools that I use is called Who Does This Belong To?
Who does this belong to?
And that's a tool I learned from Access Consciousness. So you can also go to the accessconsciousness.com and you can find out more about Access Consciousness. So one of the tools is called Who Does This Belong To? So imagine you're back in high school and you're walking through the halls and all of a sudden you feel like this overwhelming anxiety, like, oh my gosh, am I wearing the right thing today? And am I too fat? And oh, is my hair okay? And does that boy like me? Does that girl like me? You know, so if you have the tool, Who Does That Belong To? Because we're psychic SpongeBobs.
Psychic SpongeBob. We like it.
We are actually receiving everyone else's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. But however, I didn't know that in high school, so I thought all of that was mine.
No, exactly.
So then when you realize something's not yours, like you could even have a craving for a donut and not and ask who does that belong to?
It's Homer Simpson's.
Right. It could belong to Homer Simpson. Yeah. So then you would say, like Elvis says, return to sender.
Return to sender.
Address unknown.
Yeah. You can
no such number. Sorry.
Right.
You got me going with
yeah.
Elvis.
You
she
can
hit the button.
You can send it back. And it just automatically, it makes you feel like relieved. Because if you feel that, if something's sad or something, like you go to a funeral, everybody's sad, right? Everybody's sad at a funeral. And then if you start feeling sad, it's probably not yours, because anything that's heavy, I guarantee you, it's not yours. Does that make sense?
You know, and I think the big piece, and I talk about this a lot, awareness is a beautiful thing. And when stuff is either happening to you, and if you don't acknowledge it, then you'll never connect with it. But if you are aware, then you can do that. When you're just asking yourself that simple question, who does this belong to, immediately makes you aware.
Mm-hmm. And then
so
you
can go,
cinder.
You know what? No, thank you.
Yeah.
And I call it thanks for sharing. That's mine. Oh, thanks for sharing. I appreciate that. Now go away.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because it does.
Mm. Yeah.
It does. It's that simple to let go of stuff like that. When you don't own it.
Yes. And this
it's not yours.
This one tool has cured people from depression. Because when they ask themselves, is like you wake up on a Monday morning and you wake up and you feel like, I don't want to go to work. This sucks. You know, is that actually yours? Or could it maybe be your neighbors or your partners or your kids? Just be willing to ask yourself, is this mine?
But you take it if it's good stuff. I'm excited to get up in the morning. Yeah, that's mine.
Sure.
What if it's not? What if it's somebody else's? Is that okay? Can I take it anyway?
Well, anything that works for you
is good.
Is awesome.
I like that because I'm not a big fan of right and wrong, but I do love what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because right and wrong puts us in this really funky
judgment
space.
Yeah. I'm glad you said
but
that.
But it either works or it doesn't work. I mean, when it comes down to something, it either works for you or it doesn't work for you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and I love it when people, you know, we're designed in this reality to have polarity. So I'm so happy.
Yin and yang, my friend. That's why it's tattooed on my back.
Yeah, we're taught from birth, like, you're either right or you're wrong, you know?
Yeah.
You either get the right answer in school or you get the wrong answer in school. So what if there actually isn't a right or wrong? I mean, just consider that for a minute. What if there is no right or wrong? What if you've never made a wrong choice? What if everything is just a choice?
And it either worked or it didn't work for you at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because every choice you make creates more awareness.
Yeah. And then you're not tied down to this you're bad, sick, and wrong thing.
Yeah.
You just have chosen to take this path to learn the things you've chosen to learn in this life.
Right.
And that's something to celebrate, not to condemn or hate.
Yeah.
Super
actually
cool.
That is awesome. When you make choices from awareness, it's even better.
Man, sign me up. I gotta get some of this stuff.
Sign me up. I got this. Awesome.
Because I know this past couple of weeks I've been just self-doubting, and then yesterday I had a breakthrough going, what in the world was I thinking? I was making it up all in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in the door and confront this person, and I was totally wrong. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I know exactly. I think we've all done that. And
see, that doesn't work, Ryan.
And doubt is actually a distractor implant. It distracts you from who you really be.
Oh, I need to unimplant this thing.
I used to be a big fan of doubt. Doubt everything. And you don't get very far when you doubt everything.
Yeah.
It kind of sits you still. You don't grow.
Yeah. So anything that's stopping anybody, I am really excited about getting them loose from those chains. You know, we got to break these chains of doubt. We got to break these chains of fear, because none of that belongs to that person. None of it.
It's uplifting, powerful, spiritual folks. Okay, awesome. Wow. So, we could talk to it. We could talk to
I
her
know,
all,
I know.
All day,
I have to wrap
friend.
It up. But,
yes.
Wrap it up.
But, wrap it up.
I'll take it.
Wrap it up.
Are we all on the same song? I'm not sure. I think we're all three on a different song. So where can we find you again? Where's all the places and the cool stuff to find you at?
You can find me on Facebook, Missy, or Magic with Missy, and Missy Magic. Is with an I, M-I-S-S-I.
Awesome.
There we go.
And Magic with Missy. With that ado, I will say to you, hashtag...
Be good, do good.
Hashtag...
Hashtag be good, do good.
Hashtag...
Be good... Do good! She's smiling at us.
I'll do my best. Thank you.
That's a wrap.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good. Do good.